Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I have felt people's frustration with me before, not being able to share my deep feelings with. Do you know what I mean?
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How's it going? I had...
Oh, it's going, it's great. It's, when we're recording this, it's the first day of spring break. We have all the kids home and they're looking to get an announcement in about an hour to let us know that inevitably they will be staying home longer than 1 week. So, you know, life is great.
I don't know why we play this stupid game. It's such,
I don't know.
This is what we call politics, I'm sure, where it's like, I feel like we're children and they're like, if you're not careful, we're going to do this. And then it's like, they don't follow through. And then all of a sudden they're like, actually, it's like, they all know what they're doing. Why are they like discussing? It's like, and then we're going to make an announcement about making, they come on to say, we're going to make an announcement about an announcement tomorrow. So we're all sitting here being like, what's the announcement? And then all the news leaks. And then the announcement's not a shocker. It's just the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life.
It is the stupidest shit. It's also a cold, rainy day. A Cat's Fool is now open. Her backyard is an amazing oasis. But the kids swam today and we did laps around the pool and I am chilled to the bone. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to notice my child left your house with no shoes and no shirt?
Do you happen to know our children ate lunch with no clothes on but pants, like shirtless?
I don't understand these kids. Their blood runs warm.
Yesterday, I was saying to Nat, I didn't really like, when you think of a pool, you think of hot days, like sitting by the sun roasting, music's on, barbecue's going, the kids are playing happily, flawlessly, like the dream is in your head.
mm-hmm. Like, you kind of dream also. You're like, oh, it's a bit hot. I need to go in for a dip.
Literally. That's my brain. Like, my brain is like me in a bathing suit, you and I with a glass of wine, like everyone's playing. And then you get to reality, and I'm not complaining, guys. Just the irony of us in winter coats running around a pool to keep warm. Yesterday, I sat outside because it was like kind of the first day they could swim. We went in before breakfast, and I was like, guys, I'm so cold. Can we go eat breakfast? It was like I was chilled. Like, last night, I sat out there for 4 hours. My body was frozen to the core. And I was like, they're not cold. They're not cold. I think I need a hot tub to watch them.
I swear, Kat, I'm not joking.
I asked Mark, I'm like, we need to buy an extension cord long enough that I can put my heated blanket on.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. That's a good start.
So I can at least sit with a heated blanket and watch them.
You know, and all of this and all, we actually could just move to Florida and all of this would be null and void.
Stop it.
Just saying, it's crazy where we live and how much time we get with warm weather, especially for people who love warm weather so much, you know?
So I have a friend in my life who is looking at going to Florida for like a vaccine vacation. Basically, I'm like, because in Florida, are they giving out vaccines? I know this is going to be a controversial topic, but I'm just going to tell you, someone I know loosely, who's not a resident, who does not have a house there, whose parents have a house there, went down to Florida with his family. Walked in, got a vaccine without any, basically, like, just who are you? Like, they don't care who you are. He's got only Canadian ID. He's not an American citizen. Got a shot, went to the bar for margaritas after, and they'll stay there for a month. Because why not?
Get this. My brother usually, like, he's a teacher and he usually, often gets a summer job, and he's like, I think I know what I'm going to do for my job this summer. I don't know if he was joking or serious, but you can get paid $200 to drive snowbirds over the border back to Canada so they don't have to, quarantine.
Oh,
so it's a taxi service.
This is what it's coming to. This is what it's coming to, people. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty wild. In Canada, where we're from, it's like the whole process has been so mismanaged. And all of you guys are like, wow, I thought Canada would be so much farther ahead, and we're so much farther behind. And it feels like shit is going off the rails daily. And the news just keeps telling you how bad it is, but they have no vaccine. So all they're being is like, this is a terrible situation, but no one can get a vaccine. But this is
now any, and also, the one reporter is like, I think we're at the peak of the third wave. And then the doctor goes, oh, we're not even close. 2 weeks, 3 weeks after Easter, maybe we'll see the peak. Okay. So everybody got together for Easter, you're telling me? So, okay. Oh my gosh.
I didn't get together. Did I do anything on Easter? No.
It's brain numbing is what it is. And we sit here in our beds in a lockdown order and,
in turtlenecks.
And turtlenecks, yes. It's just kind of crazy. But and then
how's your husband doing? Like, as an American who grew up in America,
yeah,
living in Canada, what
yeah
must be actually so infuriating for him?
He's not really the type to like go buck crazy over things, but he just thinks it is so Canadian the way that it's been handled. He thinks that in the beginning, the prime minister was cheap and didn't go and spend the money to get them. So we were always behind.
What did he think was going to happen? Like, that it was just going to go away? I'm so confused. I would love to know. It's like, we need a tell-all. We need a government tell-all of what actually happened.
I have to tell you right now, I put on cashmere socks. I got cashmere socks for some reason. I don't know where they came from. I think my mom for Christmas, and they are so soft on my tootsies. But yeah, as an American, no. I mean, my American family says like it's so Canadian of like everyone to just keep following the rules, because they're like, if it was the States, we would have protested and forgot about it a long time ago. It's gone too far. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. They've totally forgotten about it, and I feel like they're like, I told you, I feel like I'm living in an archaic season where it's like, it's kind of not real. Like,
it's like we're on Mars.
It's like the pandemic was happening to all of us, and now it's happening to Canada. And obviously third, like lots of countries are not doing well. Like it's not just, but like when we live in North America and we, all we get is American news, it's very tricky.
It's very tricky. Although, and then yet I feel as frustrated as I am and knowing that we're about to have an announcement that's probably going to keep our kids home longer, which I don't, I wouldn't even so much mind if the kids were going to stay home longer if I knew the exact date that we could go back. And I know that, we both agree on this, if it's that we need to take the time to vaccinate the teachers, then we're totally stand by for that. But like how long, like, you know how many vaccines you have, Canada, you know how much you're receiving this week and next week. So when can we work through these teachers? You know, and anyways,
it could be teachers and parents, just so you know, because parents are the ones that have to go pick up the children and they come home. If you're going to have a congregate setting, you know, anyways, we could preach this till the cow come home.
I know. But what I'm saying is when we're about to have that announcement, I still have such optimism inside of me because I know there's like, I know we're closer and we're so much closer and we've endured so much that like the end is near and that we have so many plans for coming out of here. Like whether it's releasing tour dates and going to cities that we see are already open and stadiums in places where stadiums and clubs and things like that are open. So we know that the opportunity for us is going to be there as long as we can get the fuck out of here.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
We've gotten a few more, like, things have been picking up, like, lately.
Okay.
For business. And so I think that's only going to happen more. And then, you know, guys, we just have a really, really, that really, really big project that we're working on.
Do we have more homework for that?
I do. Yeah, I do. I'm going to read through it and I'll get the back. But we don't speak to them again, probably till the 23rd, but we will get, I will get everything over to them.
Wow. There's so much to look at, you know, how's life?
Yeah, there's a, Again, I said, I feel pretty good today. I mean, now I just like ate a lot for lunch and I feel really full and a bit sluggish.
What did you eat?
Well, first I made an English muffin with avocado, tomato, pickles, lettuce, and mayonnaise. But I knew that the English muffin wasn't going to be big enough. So I went and I also made I toasted two pieces of 12 grain bread and made another sandwich. So I had a sandwich plus an English muffin.
Okay, that's not terrible.
No, I just feel really full. That was a lot of food for me all at once.
Okay.
But it was good. It was worth it, you know. And, you know, the kids, I mean, I feel good. They already had their activity.
It's like, you know, check mark. Like, okay, we did the outdoor activity, check mark. We've done this, check mark. It's like we're check marking. We're in a check mark life of phase where basically you just get things done to get to the next phase. It's like check mark, check mark. There's not a lot of like, Kool-Aid. For like, there's just
nope.
a lot of check marks and not a lot of Kool-Aid. You know, y'all know what I mean by Kool-Aid? Like Kool-Aid's like a non-purposeful drink that's just fun. Like it does nothing for you, but it's just fun to drink. Also, you could probably say tequila, you know, or like vodka or gin. And don't do much for you, but they're fun.
Yeah, that's wine too.
Yeah, wine makes me a bit more sleepy.
That was kind of fun. You were a little bit drunk on Saturday night. Did we talk about that? Remember?
I was very drunk on Saturday.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I wish we had more time alone together during that time. You know, who knows what we could have come up with for TikToks and Insta stories.
Yeah, we need to
spend some alone time.
Yeah, we do drinking. It's really, oh my God, Manitoba is getting 5 to 20 centimeters. Right now as we speak. So the grass is, you know, not always greener everywhere else. Sometimes the grass is terrible. It's brown and terrible everywhere else. Manitoba, guys, I believe we've been there. Do you think we've been there?
Yeah. Wait, is Winnipeg? No, sorry. Never mind. No, stuff totally. It. I don't know.
No, Winnipeg, Manitoba. 100%. Hundo P. We've been to Manitoba. Hundo P.
Yes, because remember my sister-in-law is from Winnipeg.
I sure do. You know, I was reading this thing, which is called, are you ready? It's called, It made a lot of sense. You know how Rachel Hollis recently got in like a lot of trouble for multiple reasons, but one of the big reasons was she basically was like, I don't want
to comparing herself to the greats of the world.
Well, that, and also that she was saying she works so hard for what she has. Mm-hmm. And so she's not relatable and she's like an outstanding woman. And if you just work hard enough, you could have someone do that for you too.
And yes.
Then it was this whole conversation about like, yeah, but there's like some people have to work 4 jobs and they'll never be able to never have the things that you have.
Yep. Yep.
Not working hard. And then someone else was like, a big problem with this whole self-motivation. What is it? Not self-motivation. What's that world called? Not what's it called?
Motivational speaking.
Yeah. Motivational speaking is, it's like, they're telling people, if you just try hard enough and believe enough, it will come true.
Mm-hmm. And
that's not true because
not everybody has been born into already having the upper hand.
That, yeah. And then there's like systems of racism and access to education,
exactly.
And access to networks and access. And then I was thinking, I'm like, you know, one thing I'm proud of us for doing, and God, I don't mean to turn this on us, is that, you know, up until more recently, we've been saying we've had the, you know, a lot of people who listen to this, yes, we work hard, but I think we've also acknowledged always from the beginning that we're able to do this because we're able to take higher risks because we had another income. And so you think differently when there's no consequences for your behavior. You can try harder and not try harder. You can risk harder because you have not much to lose. Where our husbands, I call my husband risk adverse, but he's like, probably not risk adverse. He's probably just like, I have a fucking fan. Everything is on me. And I don't have the luxury to do what you do, which is play for a job and make money with zero fear of losing everything. And I was like, that's how most of the world lives.
Absolutely. No, it is. And I think a lot of people are sometimes able to be really successful because they're in a position to be able to risk it all. You know, like a lot of young entrepreneurs are young, single people. Some of them come from money. Some of them have connections. It's not as often that you'll hear like a mom with children just going to risk it all, you know, because she needs to put food on the table.
Yeah. And it just had me thinking about like how life is so funny, how we have all these like epiphanies. And, you know, I think a big part of our, like my upbringing, you know, people call it like toxic positivity, where it's always like, don't worry about it. It'll be it. Like the optimism is,
yeah.
I understand why people feel that can be not validating or like more harmful than helpful, because your feelings are your feelings. But at the same time, I feel like because my parents didn't soak in those feelings, I learned how to deal with them a lot better, which is a really weird thing to think. But I'm like, because they didn't give me the time to feel those feelings, I still felt them. I just had to deal with them solo and work out what they were on my own versus having someone to sit there and beat the shit out of a topic, like, or be so in my feelings. You know what I mean?
Oh God. Yeah. Listen, I didn't grow up with any therapy. You know what I mean? Like there was nobody to talk about my problems. No one was paying for me to talk about my problems. And nobody was sitting around and like being like, how do you feel? It was like, carry on, get it done. Let's go.
I know. Which I think has pros and cons, but
I think it's mostly pros.
It's because it's what we do now.
It's the way that we can like push forward, like just keep going and not like, I understand that, you know, people have their feelings and stuff, but there's none of us sitting around and wallowing in things that didn't work out for us or money we didn't make or mistakes that quote unquote mistakes that we did. And a lot of people spend a lot of time thinking about they don't want to be this way, thinking about the mistakes they made or the things that held them back or if they would be further along if this didn't happen. It's really natural to want to like go into those, but it's not going to get you anywhere.
I wonder what they're like. I guess for therapists, they say you have to heal. I guess therapy is very confusing to me. And it's a wonderful thing because a lot of people a lot of people don't have anyone to talk to, you know, to hear them. So when you have therapy, sorry, I'm just plugging that in. When you have therapy,
Oprah never saw a therapist.
I love that.
She said, because Gail was my therapist.
I mean, that was my favorite. That's the favorite thing I took from Oprah, by the way, from that show. Was that
she never saw a therapist. She said, literally, I had Gail to bounce everything off of.
I know. And I think that if you process yourself enough, like if you, this might be controversial, but if you know yourself well enough and you can feel a feeling you don't like, you can kind of work through why you don't like that feeling. And then you can kind of like be like, huh, I bet I'm feeling this way because of like, you can, like right now I'm feeling very anxious about those people leaving to my favorite place in the world. Not for any other reason than it's not like I'm mad at them. It's just like, that feels so wrong. But then someone's like, well, look at your backyard. I'm like, I guess logically it makes so much sense, but that feeling I have to work through to get to where I go, but I don't sit in it and get mad at people because of that feeling, you know, but
I
still have it. I'm still like, there is nothing more in me than going away to a beach and fucking hanging it up and being like, even with my beautiful backyard, because it doesn't take me out of where I am. Like,
I know,
it gives me something to do.
It made me think, you know, when we were talking about feelings and working through things, you know, I have been, it annoys some people when other people aren't able to express their feelings or be like vulnerable or like, how do I say, like people have been, I have felt people's frustration with me before not being able to share my deep feelings with, do you know what I mean?
Do you have deep feelings?
Well, because I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about them, but that bothers some people. Do you know? It actually does. It bothers people. Why don't you go there? Why don't you want to go there? Why don't you want to
go where? You know, tell me where they're going.
I don't know. I've had like family members be like, you really need to think about this and sit. Like, understand how you want to
talking about right now.
Like that. And then also like, you know, I just, some people really like to go there. You know, they feel you must. They feel you must. And I'm not just talking about that one thing, but other things too. They feel you must like beat the shit out of a topic to understand where it's coming from. It's like therapy.
You're rubbing careful.
You must need therapy to be able to be a healthy person moving forward. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think about all the people in the world that have no access to therapy. Like you're just,
I would forget about what I had to talk about by the time I got to the therapist. That's what would happen. No,
I think the therapist would know how to get it out of you.
Well,
crack it open.
If I was to go to a therapist right now, I'd be like this. Okay. Let's, what are we going to talk about? I mean, I'm sure I can find something, but I'd be like, I don't know.
I think it's their job to pull something out. Well, like I'd probably sit there too.
Therapists also, the reason when you reflect someone's feelings on how they feel and they begin to break down just by you saying like, not, it's okay. Oh, you seem sad. And then they're like, ooh, you know, like when people do that is because you're telling them like, you know, when you have a kid and they could go two ways when they hurt themselves. Mm-hmm. Or like they get hurt by something. And
oh, totally.
You could totally be like, you could project, you project how they feel. And I know you're supposed to reflect, but you could be like, oh, wow, that was a big fault. Like, or you could be like, oh my God, that must have really hurt. Do you know? And like,
you watch parents do it all the time. And you're just like, if you just didn't give them that much attention for that, you wouldn't be having to deal with them crying right now. You know, it's exactly like adulthood. You're so right. In therapy, it's like, you just, if you do your best to brush it off or else you're going to deal with it. But I think that some parents actually,
brush it off. I'm not telling people not to go to therapy and not to brush it off. I'm just saying like, it's just like,
no, but I see the
analogy of that, right? Like you can sit in your feelings and feel it and cry. And maybe that's healing for you, but I'm pretty sure everyone can go back to something and stir up emotion of the feelings of where, if you want to go back there and go have those feelings,
of course you can.
They never go away.
No.
I could cry about like a breakup. I wonder if I could go back.
A breakup. No way.
I'm just saying some people are gutted, you know, like,
oh my gosh,
someone like walks out on them and it's like,
yes,
you know, you see that person and you know, the whole song that Chloe sings every day. I know we weren't perfect.
I was also thinking of this time when I was a mom for the first time and, you know, I would go to this park every day and kids would fall and cry. I mean, Taylor probably cried 20 times when we were at the park, like kids would hurt themselves all the time and cry. But this one mom, every time my kid would play with her kid. And every time, and the kid, our kids were, you know, walking. And every time her kid would cry or hurt itself, she would, before the baby would even cry, she would grab it and put it on her boob. And I was like, it's like, I think there's some people who really like to be the person to handle other people's feelings too. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they want to not break you down, but they want you to come forward with them so they can have that emotional connection with you.
Totally.
So like that mom, she wanted to nurse her baby. She wanted her baby to feel so safe and feel nothing, but just quickly, like just nurse the pain. So I'm the one who's there to save you. I'm the one you come to when you're hurt, you know?
And it's also like an intuition, like I take care of you. So I will make you better by soothing. I will soothe you.
Yeah. But I kept thinking to myself, like, that's the two, this is off topic, but the two things didn't, then you know how, Allison Schaefer, one of our parenting experts in the Common Parent group,
which is the Six to Tween Parent, which you're all part of. If you're not, go join now, because let me tell you, it will save your life and open your mind to things you didn't even know and give you a better relationship
with
kids and tools you didn't even know existed. Sorry, carry on. That was your break.
Yeah. So she always talks about how like the consequences need to match the, what is that again?
Like, the actions that you give your children. So with the disciplinary action you give your children needs
to have to match
what the they've action. Done. So the action, so mm-hmm. the consequence and the mm-hmm. action have to go hand in hand. For example, if they don't come home at nighttime and then you're like, well, I'm going to ground you for a month, that doesn't make sense to them. Like, you can't watch TV for 1 month because you didn't come home. It's like,
the two things don't match.
Yeah. So you would they wouldn't be able to go out. Like, they'd have to, they couldn't go out the next like three nights, or they'd have to come home at 8 p.m. Yeah. instead of 10 p.m.
So when her baby would fall and then she would nurse it, I was like, what, how are these two things connected? I know that related. She was soothing, but in my mind, for me, nursing was feeding, right? It wasn't like comforting. So I, and I was a new mom and I didn't really understand it all. So I was like, why does she feed her baby every time it gets hurt? You know, I couldn't understand.
Hurt, go eat.
Go. You know, that kid's going to have some issues every time they get hurt feelings. They're going to go to Mountain.
You get a milkshake every time
it's
you
so
get.
So true. I was like, what? I don't know. Yeah.
I was going to say on the topic, I also had an epiphany because I do it. We curate our child's brain by how we talk about them to other people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and to them. So now, like, when we talk about our children, we ingrain in them who they are without mm-hmm. you even realizing it. And, you know, I was thinking we do this with somebody in our family because we have one child who says he doesn't have one person in this household, but now mm-hmm. when I watch all of our children, they all switch and swap and flip and flop and mm-hmm. they go amongst each other without it being like, I mean, there's like two people, like there's people, but it's just so unique to watch them all grow and have a relationship with each person in a different way. And then sometimes there's two of them, sometimes there's three of them, sometimes there's four of them. But we've constantly said, you don't have a person in this family. And that's what we've taught him. But I wonder if...
I mean, I've never said that, Jim.
Oh, that's what I heard one of them say is, you know, we've said it. We've been like, yes. He's the only one without someone in this family.
Well, I never really thought, but I think he feels that way. And I feel like it's more obvious at certain times. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was just thinking though in my head, I'm like when I say Chloe can't swim, I'm like, you actually can swim. You mm-hmm. not to put like, so now I say she can swim, but mm-hmm. She's just not a strong swimmer and she's choosing not to put her face. Like, I'm just trying to be aware. Or like when I say Olivia's shy, I'm like, you're actually not that shy. You just don't mm-hmm. like to open up to people until I'm just realizing the conversations I have around them about them and making sure I'm not like creating a person they maybe don't, how do they know who they are when they're so young?
It's funny. I used to think about that a lot when they were younger, for sure. Because, you know, you can give your kids labels and stuff. So I used to think about that a lot, but now it's so funny. Now that my daughter is the age that she is, it's like, it doesn't matter how I would describe her because she can now describe herself. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And I can see it happening. And I'm like if I were to say Taylor was something in front of other people, she'd be like, no, I'm not. Or yeah.
I think she's unique to that. I think she's a unique person, a unique breed, where, cause I see some people who like, who will have a typecast. I can think of adults, children and parents who are like, well, you know how so-and-so, like there's like mm-hmm. a narrative that we all have for each person and for mm-hmm. our children. Like, that's so good. She can say that because she's stopping and thinking and being like, she's such a fucking thinker. That one. Oh my God. She's such a thinker. That's so good about her that she can like reflect and then articulate, you know, she's always been able to process. And Natalie's rolling her eye, like been able to process. She's a thinker.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's good.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah.
They're going to get sugar. They're going to go bake something.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what, Natalie? Better than doing drugs.
They're going to bake for now. Bake. Oh my gosh. We're so close. Guys, we're so close. We're so close to them baking.
Right. Baking drugs, not baking cookies. Who knows what they're putting in? Because in grade seven, you could have a child who doesn't even know what, you know, like something is, like they couldn't even imagine kissing a boy, let alone, or a girl.
And then it happens overnight.
You could have another one who's dry humping and drinking, you know, like there's no,
are we going to catch our kids drunk and we're going to see them drunk?
100.
That is going to be so funny.
We have 7 children. We will have a child at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. We will have 7 children. Actually, 2 will be the same age. So we will have 7 children in every single teen year, all at the same
time. Gosh,
like
I think I have, if my kids go to university, I think I'll have 3 kids in university at the same time. That's not ideal, but one's going to be a gamer, so he's not going to go to after school.
Perfect. Yeah, no, you can go to school for gaming.
I know. I think we should actually really look. I'm going to really look into that because I think that's a good path in life for him.
I like that. You know what? Let's not, I don't really put labels on my kids, but at 9 years old, I'm going to start looking into that and start throwing them into the game.
Gaming world.
That at this, you could like kind of
just choose, be like, you're going to be a doctor.
Like where you're going. Like, here's your card. Like you get a card of what your kid's going to be. And you're like, okay, like I've been dealt, like I've got this card, but at least I know we know where they're going. So you're not like,
oh my gosh, like a work back. Like it's like the universe tells you what they're going to be. And so then you put them in the position to be the best of that they can be by, you know, by the time they get to grade 11, they're going to hate sports. So you're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not wasting any money on sports, or like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You know what? So you can just prepare. You know what?
Yeah.
This one's going to get heavily into something bad, but it's going to come out of it. So just brace yourself. So you can be like, okay, from years 5, from 15 to 19, we got a bumpy ride, but I'm going to preserve from till 15 and 19. And then the skies are clearing. Buckle up.
I like that.
19.
I like that. And it gives you a little bit, like it allows you to do a little bit more preparation. So even though you're going to go through it, you're going to be more prepared, and you'll have maybe you'll get yourself like a community of people that can support you through it. You know? Yeah.
This one's going to be a bad relationship after bad relationship after bad relationship. And they're going to almost, you know, have a whoopsie, but then they pull it around and they pull out of it pretty well. You know, they get engaged, they leave them at the altar. They don't go through with it. They leave that dick bag and move on. Okay. I can handle that. You know, it's one of my worst nightmares.
What?
Having my child marry someone someone I absolutely despise. Like who's just a bad person.
And that totally happens. I'm recording a podcast. I'll be done in a little bit and we can watch a movie, okay? Where'd you get those gummy bears? Those are mine. Put one in my mouth quickly. Because they're mine. I don't even know how you found them. Nope. I don't want to kiss. I want a gummy bear.
Oh, I'll take a kiss.
He just walked away, wiggling his butt. Really, eh? Yeah, and that does happen.
Because they're kind of gone in a way, because unless you can suck it up, but if you want to spend a ton of time.
A cookie pizza.
Okay, honey, I'm working right now.
Left the house.
I know, they're going to get sugar.
Oh, Mom.
Yes, can you please leave just for like 10 minutes? Love you.
1, 2, 3.
You know, today's parenting kind of reminds me of what it used to be. Like it's kind of, you know, when they were little and they were just hard.
Yeah.
It was kind of today for me. I was like, I felt like I was schlepping as a mom.
We were schlepping as a mom, just so you know. We definitely schlepped as, you know what? Swimming pools are schlepping. That's, it's work.
I know, but you know what the thing was too, is that in the past few times, years, when we've had breaks, we've gone to like paradises with them. So right. The schlepping was so worth it because it was so like, it was so like nice and lovely
and
it was
hot.
Such a treat. Hot. And we were like, it was a treat and there was all of that. It's like,
and we hadn't seen them in a long time and it was mm-hmm. like so exciting. Yeah. It was like, oh my God, we're going to have yeah. a vacation. It's so fun. We get to spend time together.
Yep. Yep. And now it's like, and we were together and now it's like, it's like this spring break is going to be like back in those days when we had to entertain those toddlers. I'm not saying we have to entertain them the whole time, but it's just not going to be cute.
The weather is not ideal too. Like this rain is very, very, very hard to be rainy.
Pick it up.
The rain is not helping us very much. You know what I mean?
I know. And no matter, even if you do laps around a pool while your kids swim for 30 minutes, it's like it doesn't make up for the rest of the day that they want something to do. It's a dog bone.
What is?
The thing that he just picked. Don't put it in your mouth. Oh, God.
He's eating it?
He's pretending to. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. No, that would be terrible. Yes. And you would lose your kid if they were to date someone that you didn't like. And heaven forbid they, and then if they like go and, then they could move away too. That's another thing.
No.
What are we going to do, Catherine?
I just think I'm like, oh my, and then like, cause you know, the best thing is having siblings who have great spouses. So like as a family, you
yes.
like all love hanging out together. And there's not that one person who you're like, oh God, like having the like, you know what made me think of it?
You're so right. You're
we
so
follow
right.
someone on Instagram. She moved to Costa Rica. She's a yoga instructor. Lindsay, you know?
Yes.
And her daughter's yes. 15 and has a boyfriend. And
she does?
Yeah. And Lynn and the mom posts how much she loves them together and they're so cute and they make her happy. And I was like, that's so fortunate that she has someone in her life that at 16, you know, that the mom likes, because that's like, mm-hmm. I was thinking of when you first get a first love and you kind of lose all your friends because you just spend all of your time together. And then I'm like,
okay,
so you don't have their friends, you don't have them. And they're just with this one person. And you just hope at 16, it's a good person because they have so much influence for those imperative years of like 16 to 21, where they're not really grown up, but they've got to grow up and they're going to make bad decisions. But at least if they have someone good beside them, you know what I mean?
Can I know. And also, that kid isn't just that kid. That kid has a family where your child's going to probably be spending some time. You hope that household is a safe household
exactly.
with nice people with good morals.
Exactly.
And we have so many kids that the chances of everybody being with someone great. I mean, we have to keep a tight eye on this, Kat. You and I have to police this situation hard. Okay.
Natalie.
Hard.
Can I tell you a fun story before we go? Not a fun story, but an interesting mm-hmm. story. I believe it was in Korea. There was a wedding and this mother-in-law, they were watching them. She was watching them get married. When for some reason she didn't see this before, but she looks down before they get married and she sees a tattoo on, not a tattoo, a birthmark or a freckle on the girl's hand. Okay. So mm-hmm, it's her son. Mm-hmm. She looks, she stops. It's her daughter who she had somehow either like she'd given up or had been.
Dude.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, it gets weirder. So she's like, you're my daughter. So they go and do like the blood test.
So wait, it's like her daughter and her son are about
her long lost daughter, her son.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. However, this mm-hmm. woman, the mom, mm-hmm. who's the mother-in-law, that son was actually adopted because.
Shut up.
That's how I heard Sun Ra's and Mocha. Okay. So the mom, she had adopted this boy because when she lost the daughter, she had so much pain. So she went and adopted a boy. So
Oh my God.
They end up getting married still because they're not actually related.
Yes.
So she gets her daughter back in the process of him getting married, but they're actually siblings, but not related siblings.
That is so cool.
I know. I'm going to have to find the whole story and read it because when they said it, I was like, because they had the facts. We obviously don't have a producer with facts. You know what I mean?
Right. Did this happen recently?
I mean, Olivia and I were like sitting on the edge of our seats listening to the story, because you know it's like a plot twist of like what happened, and I'm like, this has to be a movie.
Wow, that is so good.
Fine, I'm going to find the story and read it for you guys. Lindsay, remind me to find the story so I can read it, and then I can share it, because I was like, oh my God. And it made me think about children and marriage and family, and not even, they won't get married. And, you know, we could totally have a pansexual?
And polyamorous relationships.
Right.
Because apparently during the pandemic, there's been a lot more polyamorous relationships.
I can see that. I can see why that's happening, because, you know, people, you know, drink too much and go crazy. And then, you know, and then someone says something and then someone else is like, great idea, let's go. Yeah. And then, you know, could really see how things could go very sideways when people are like, you know, living in neighborhoods and neighbors and partying.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I never thought about it. For some reason, if I were in that situation, if I were to have been like, I like this idea.
Yeah. If that was the thing.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, the things that happen when you're like drinking and, you know, in a pandemic, pretty wild if you think about it.
I totally agree. Well, this has been an all over the place. I really love that story that you just ended with. I really love that.
I'm gonna find the whole story and read it to you guys. I think it's actually been a very consistent podcast on motherhood, parenting, and just the place that we're at in life. And we've been a lot more over the place.
I agree. And you know what? I wish oh my gosh, yes, I need a hot bath. And then this is what I would do if I lived alone right now. Let me tell you. Okay.
Okay. Go tell me.
Well, first of all, when I woke up at 1 a.m. last night and I was awake till 3, I thought to myself, if I lived alone, I would like go downstairs and maybe turn on the TV. Like I would do something. I wouldn't just lay there so bored. And then so I'd like to think about the things I would do if I lived alone. Like right now I'd have a hot bath. I'd get in my bed. I'd turn on a show and I would just, And then maybe I'd order food and I would, but like, it's like, I guess those days are, I guess when we're old, no, not if we have a husband. I don't know.
maybe your husband will go back to work, like to a building.
And then I'll have time to do that. That's a good idea. Okay. That sounds good.
You'll have the house back to yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Good call. Yeah. I would love that.
I think that's what's going to, you have not had that in so long. I can't even tell you.
Oh, God, I know.
Like, that's been a really long haul, Newt, the skin flute. Guys,
I was just going to say, do you think if I stay quiet here, I could, like, close my eyes for 15 minutes?
Absolutely. Oh, it's the best thing I did yesterday was take a little nap.
Okay, don't tell anybody.
I won't go to bed. I'll see you in a bit, and I'm sure the girls will burn the cookies, and you'll wake up smelling them.
That sounds good. Apparently, they're going to make it like a cake, like the whole sheet, like pan.
Guess what? That's on TikTok, okay? I mean, thank God for TikTok. What else would they do if they didn't have things?
I love it. At least they're not doing drugs yet.
At least they're not doing drugs.
All right, guys. Bye, guys. We should write a song.
They're really funny.
Bye.
At least they're not doing drugs yet.
Bye.